Here's your Kennedy Malloy catch-up for anything you've missed. You don't want to miss the unbelievable deal of the year from Bosch. Grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Oh, my favourite one of the week.
Mine too, because it's the Queen's birthday weekend. Oh, hello. So happy birthday, Your Majesty, and thank you very much.
I was thinking more about knockoffs.
Oh, were you?
Yes, indeed. Oh, what a weekend it's going to be.
It is.
Have fun, everybody. Hey, before that, though, we've got a top shelf show lined up for you today. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey.
Hello, Dangerous
Dave. Happy Friday.
We've got a couple of great guests from the Club of Daves. Dave O'Neill. One of the funniest men in the country.
Yes.
And our own Dave Reynolds.
Excellent. Who's a pretty funny guy as well, actually.
He's been on a very interesting holiday. We need to get to the bottom of.
Mm. We do. It's in fact an enviable holiday that you wish you were on.
Hey, Clown of the Week is up and running.
Yeah.
Yes. We've got plenty going on there. Don't worry.
I think you'll get a couple of.
Yeah. I don't think so. Mentions. I couldn't think
I
of
think
why.
You might.
Perhaps you might find yourself in there as well.
How dare you? Then. Hey, we're going to have a week in review, of course, and a very special presentation to a very special birthday girl, which I'll get into.
I've seen that there.
Right now, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. How are we, guys?
Going well.
Really well.
Have I let the cat out of the bag? It's your birthday this weekend.
It is.
It's your 60th, and we just want to say happy.
I was going to get in beforehand and say, if you dare say again that I'm 60 when you know I'm 45.
Whee.
That is outrageous.
Split
and terrible.
Split the difference. And you're getting warmer. It'll be great. And now I'm really excited because we're going away on a bit of a road trip.
We are, believe it or not. We can't get enough of each other.
I believe your hubby's going to pick us up. We've got the
Sitch mobile. He's going to be driving us.
We've got the canoe on the roof racks, and off we go.
The great outdoors. It'll be holiday road. Off we go.
So anyway, and I forgot it's your birthday, and it will be while we're away. So I've had to go and organise something really quickly.
Really?
So I haven't had a lot of time.
Yeah.
And you know it won't. I like it, but look, it's just, I don't know, you're hard to read. You're hard to buy
for. It's not a Fitbit, is it?
No.
I'm nervous.
No, cancel the Fitbit. Cancel. Everyone cancel the Fitbit.
I'm very nervous.
No, it's just something that's a little nice.
A token
thing.
A gesture of your.
But what about later in the show?
Okay, we'll do it.
In the second hour.
I don't know if I can wait.
I say that because the presents are probably still travelling.
Yeah, the second hour, it'll definitely happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, great show, by the way, last night too.
Again.
It was good, yep.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. Smash.
It was a load of fun. Mm. I do enjoy doing that.
I'm a bit sore today. Still, after my, I had my injection yesterday.
Oh, you're not
yesterday.
Still going on about this.
Jane,
and I think
up.
I had a bit you're of a wobbly it. Night. I think I'm a bit wobbly. So you never know what might happen today. I'm just giving you a heads up in case
you
I do something
mad.
Embarrassing.
You know, like people who go mad at those elderly homes who,
Well, they froth a bit at the mouth.
Hmm.
Again, I've already seen that.
Is that what happens when you're my age?
Exactly.
How bad is a bit of yellow fever anyway? I've got yellow fever.
I think it's overrated.
You reckon?
Could be. Yeah. All right. Well, look, have you packed for our trip?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't tell me your mum still does your
packing. I'm sitting here in my golf gear with my glove on.
It is involving golf, but surprisingly.
I've also travel. It'll involve
another country.
Being dropped behind enemy lines.
Right. Yes. You got your clubs?
Yeah, he's got his clubs.
All right. Just checking, just to make sure you've got everything.
We just need an alarm to go off.
Show That's with your mother.
I just know how you operate.
So straight off after this.
Yep.
Off
we go.
Now we're sitting down the back. You're sitting up the front of the plane. Is that how I heard it works?
Naturally, I hope so. I'm not sitting down the back. I'll give you the tip.
You would know what it's like down the back.
I know what it's like. Shit. I've travelled many times.
Never turned right at the top of the stairs
That's
in her
rubbish.
Life, is what she says.
That's rubbish.
All right, birthday girl, settle down. Here we go. Hey, when we come back, let's hook straight into it, okay? Clown of the week.
Coming up, all thanks to Bosch with the heavy-duty Procore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit. Good, better Bosch.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But a can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Well, that's a big question. It's chock-a-block. Let's start at the top. Can I... Do you mind if I kick off the scenes? What about the guy who chased off an intruder in his underwear carrying a didge from Adelaide?
How good.
That is awesome.
The great state of South Australia. Let's have a listen to this bloke describing himself in action.
I was out there in all my glory, you know. I was dressed up really nice from there down. That was it. But I noticed I run faster naked, you know, sort of semi-naked anyway, so I might try that the next meet. I don't know. There we go.
Because the original Olympics were all naked. Remember that? The original Olympics.
Were they?
The ancient Olympics.
Implying I'm very old. I'm not that old.
No, but you've seen all the statues.
I have.
There's a nude guy with a discus.
They're always nuding up, though, in those days.
They seem to be nude. They seem to be happily nude with very tiny tackle.
Yes.
But the men have really tiny tackles.
They do in those days.
Yet no one seems to bother.
No, it doesn't. Mm. Oh.
I love it. Makes me feel rather...
manly.
Oh, righto.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Hey, that guy sounds bloody Australian,
he
but
does.
He's not as Australian as Daniel from Queensland, who also chased a bloke. He's my favourite. Have a listen to him.
I was in bed sleeping at 2 o'clock this morning. My wife comes in and says, oh, the shop's been, someone ran into the shop. And I said, oh, what? So I jumped out of bed and all I had was my undies on, and I've walked out the front and I've seen the car smashed and I've seen the bloke walking back to the car. And so I've walked outside and I said, oh, what are you doing, mate? Like, you can't be leaving the scene. And he goes, don't be a hero, mate. And I said, I'm not trying to be a hero, but the police are coming. And he just decided he'd scoot up the road. And I just said, nah, it's not going on like that, mate. So I jumped in my car and I started chasing him up the road. And then he went down a side street and then the police were coming. But, mate, all I had was me jocks on. And I was chasing him up the street and I'm just like, mate, I had nothing on but me jocks.
Mate, can someone give him his own show? Oh. I want to see him read the news.
Yes.
Can we put that guy on Q&A?
That is
how good would he be on Q&A? The new host of Q&A is Daniel.
Good on you, Daniel.
All right, you got anyone you want to pop into the clown?
I would like to clown the MSC Opera Cruise liner that crashed into decking in Venice.
Crashed into another boat and hit the dock. We've got some audio, I believe.
Yes, we have.
In action. Here we go.
Not a very good pilot. Hold on.
Quick translate.
Daniel. Hold on, Skate the pier. Hey!
Jesus Christ.
Let's push that boat out of the way at least.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I've got no idea what happened. Well, what happened is that the steering the boat didn't steer it right.
Oh, my God.
I saw that tugboat. He really struggled.
Sounds like a black box recording from the Titanic.
Jesus Christ.
But a
very... That asshole didn't steer it right.
Slightly Aussie bogan one.
But again, it's Venice. It's another Italian...
They're sick of it, though, in Venice. They don't
He's no Captain Scatino.
No one
But I tell you what, it wasn't a bad effort.
That's a shocker. What about, you've got another one that involves an animal of sorts.
Look, I love this. This is
Me too.
An alligator broke into
a house.
Speaking
of huge crashing
things. So a three-metre-plus alligator.
Monster.
Broke into a house. It was hungry. Couldn't find any food, so just trashed a joint in a hissy fit. It just absolutely went berserk.
Really has.
We've got some audio of the what you're going to hear at the beginning is the alligator going berserk and then the 911 call.
Clearwater Police, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt. I have a gigantic alligator who came into my garage and is sitting in my kitchen. A huge one.
I'm sorry, is it in your house?
Yes.
Okay, you said it's in
it's huge.
It's in your kitchen?
Yes. I don't know how it got here, but it's here.
Are you safe? Are you in your bedroom or?
Yeah, I shut the door and I'm in my bedroom. I'm not leaving here until you get here.
Okay. All right. We're on the way up, ma'am. The newspaper deliverer actually called in because she saw it kind of hang around there. So we're on the way.
That's hilarious.
What is this to that guy? Talking about the newspaper delivery, can you actually do something? Stop banging on. Stop with the conversation.
No, he's having a chat.
Yeah.
Not the time to chat. And how much crockery does someone have in their kitchen? How many glasses?
But What a great job. That'd be fun manning the 911.
It would be.
What's going on? No way. Serious? What? There's blood everywhere.
Oh, watch out for dinner. Oh, I see.
Hey, that's the idea. We've got more to come. Hang about. We are not even halfway through Clown of the Week.
By the way, you might win yourself a trip to Townsville too, where you can grab a holiday package from just $299 at townsvillenorthqueensland.com.au.
You got put an alligator in you.
I nearly misheard what you just said then. Big Crocs up there.
Oh, yeah, Crocs, yeah. Kennedy Malloy. You're a clown.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the Week, 133353. Get involved.
Been a big week for reality TV, Jane.
It has, and we haven't talked about Married at First Sight for a long time for great reasons. Well, it's not on anymore.
But it's back, baby.
Well, they're trying to get their two bobs worth, 10 cents worth on the telly. There was a bit of a train wreck of an interview.
You brought it to our attention yesterday.
Brought it to your attention.
Wow.
And this is the Today Extra show with David and Sonia interviewing Elizabeth, and she doesn't seem to really know what's going on.
Okay.
Hey, good to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
So, what is this project with Cyril?
I don't know.
Okay, thanks for coming in.
So I just heard about it. I have no idea.
What do you mean you just heard about it?
I heard about it. So someone one of my best friends forwarded me the link and goes, "What are you doing?" And I go, "I don't know anything about this."
So who talked about it then? She did?
She must have.
So let's spitball some ideas.
It could be a really great idea, though. This could actually be a really good idea.
Like you're on the road.
Well, what I heard was that it was like a Simple Life type of scenario. I don't know much about this.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, that's just sad.
It really is.
They've had to pitch an idea to her.
And as I said yesterday, I'm going, if you think that you're going to have a career in television, I'll give you the tip, perhaps not answer with "I don't know" when you ask the first question. Yeah,
is she on our table at the Logies? Oh,
she might be.
I think she is.
Oh, my God.
That'll be great.
She likes to glug. They all like the red wine, the Mavs people. Sonia didn't have a good time then following. I mean, she's still trying to...
Are you clowning Sonia?
I am. I'm going to clown Sonia.
Jeez.
No.
Because she's still trying to squeeze something out of this girl.
On.
She's trying to hold
salvage something from the wreckage.
And poor old Sonia digs herself into a hole as well.
There we go.
What about Martha? Do you know much about her? Because she told us that she has no contact with any of the people from the show besides Cyrell. Is that right? Or did I read that wrong? I read that wrong. Let me read that again.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Let's start from the top. It's okay,
let me read it word for word. We spoke to Martha earlier this week. She told us she has no contact with any of the people from the show besides Cyrell. Do you keep in touch with anyone?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Jeez. I don't think that Elizabeth is going to get her own reality show.
You know what?
That's the quality of it.
I reckon that today's show is struggling. Today Extra. I reckon he is in more strife than that.
Oh, they'll be right.
Now, you're pretty quick to clown Jane Kennedy, but you're going to cop one of your own here.
Whoa. Really?
Dave, you remember this moment from yesterday's program, coming back from a break.
Yeah.
Where...
This is very rude and judgy.
Things you shouldn't do when you're radio, but you shouldn't do it with a full mouth.
Yeah, well, we're giving our credit to a Bosch, a great sponsor of the show, and Jane's...
Bosch have been brilliant this week for us, the last few weeks.
Sorry, are you eating something? Are you eating something?
You're on air.
Oh my God.
Wow.
It always makes me laugh.
What are you doing?
What did you pop a Malteser laugh. Then?
It wasn't. It was Alan's snake. I think I was just a bit low on energy after I'd had my immunisation.
Stop whinging about your immunisation. It's not the first time you've done that.
No.
You actually once. Now, this is the highest degree of difficulty. Remember you tried to eat a redskin? The worst thing you could possibly choose.
And the radio handbook, it's number one, not to chew.
I don't know what I was thinking.
There aren't many don'ts, but this is one
of
them.
I don't even know where I got it from.
Have a listen to Jane. Wow, that's going to be fiercely contested.
I think mine will be longer than my actual bucket list.
I think you picked me up on that straight away on air.
Oh, geez.
Are you eating gum on air?
And then you ate, what else did she eat? She ate something
chewing
else.
Chewing gum.
You chewed gum on air.
Why would you pop a chewing gum in your mouth when you're about to talk? I've got the audio.
I just want a fresh breath.
It's a sofa downstairs and it's a sofa upstairs.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds terrible.
Sure. Come on, Ikea.
Seriously. I have no defence, actually. I don't know what to say about that.
All right, well, why don't you take a break and have something to eat now?
Yes.
Because when we come back,
is that when you do it?
Clown of the Week!
This is Kennedy Malloy.
I would like to clown as we're going along. MasterChef.
Oh, jeez. Now, I didn't even know it was on.
Well, I
is this a boring series of MasterChef?
I think it's gone quite
Has anyone
gone
the blob?
No, there's not a lot of tears so far. Everybody knows how to cook. Mm. It's you think they're going to go
George hasn't punched anyone?
No, George, there's no punching out. Everybody's doing pretty well. So it feels to me like it's just humming along.
What about the judges?
Well, they're always, you know, good value, but they're...
Who do you want to clown?
Well, I think I'm going to clown Gary.
Oh,
because...
Who's he?
Gary Megan, he's one of the judges on the show. Yeah.
Mick is being completely scurrilous.
He's like that
there.
Third tenor that no one could ever remember.
Carreras.
Stop it.
I love Gary.
Right, you know. So this bird makes this boring cake.
Quite achiever.
Yeah.
He doesn't make a big song and dance. Just gets the job done. Probably the best cook of the lot.
He's a great chef. He's a great cook. Anyway, so this bird makes
not punchy. He doesn't punch. No. I don't think I've ever heard of you.
I don't know. We'll ask him next time we chat to him.
Doesn't wear cravats.
No.
Doesn't wear cravats. Oh, look at me. I'm a show pony. I don't wear a cravat. Oh, I'm actually two blokes in a Matt Preston costume.
All right. Let me get to clowning him.
Right.
Well, it's him and Matt, really, because this girl makes this stupid, boring cake. It's all she ever cooks. Mm. You know, people go in, they go, wow, she's a great cake baker. How about trying a savoury dish? Not possible.
Oh.
So she keeps making cake dishes. Now, one of the ingredients, the main ingredient...
Go to the Bake Off.
Listen, be quiet.
Join the Women's Association, Country Women's Association.
Anyway,
go bake a cake.
She's made this cake.
Why would you go on that show if you don't have all the weapons in the arsenal?
I don't know, because a lot of people like
cakes. What's your strong suit?
Savoury dishes.
Did you just sigh at me? Your shoulders just dropped and you looked at me with abject disappointment on your face.
I'm trying to get through this story.
You want a lolly?
Before tomorrow, if that's all right. I don't want a lolly. Okay. I'm trying to play you something. So I baked the cake and she had to use pineapple and she had to highlight the taste of pineapple.
Pineapple?
Yes.
What kind of cake would you put a...
Yeah.
A pineapple fritter. That's a dessert.
Oh, my God. I'm getting a rash because that's not a cake. It's a fritter. Anyway, she makes this bloody cake.
On a pizza?
They're
you can put
judging
it. On a pizza.
It.
You
can. This love is, it.
This
Hawaiian.
This is the calibre of the show.
She like tinned. Do you know the tinned pineapple? Was it Golden Circle?
Yeah, they had one.
The juicy one in the juice. I used to drink the juice.
Oh, really?
I tipped the pineapple out.
Really?
And drink the syrup.
Oh, that's so interesting. Tell me more about your pineapple.
I'd give that if someone presented that to me.
Yeah.
If someone opened a tin of
Golden Circle.
Yeah.
With not an electric
pineapple juice and drained out all the pineapple and then put the syrup in a glass, I'd give that a 10 out of 10.
Would you?
I'd give him an apron. Okay, what are you talking about?
Oh, that, how dare you? Don't say, come now.
Now, what's
come with your little story.
What's your thing? What's your.
This is how lackluster, what they got to work with. They're judging a cake. And she had to highlight the pineapple. She had one job, and this is what.
So was it a showcase of the pineapple?
Yes, I've said that before.
Okay.
This is what Matt and Gary had to say about it.
Do you want to hear the audio? Or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is a lovely cake. It's a moist sponge cake with layers. It's got cream on the top. It's got pineapple, but it's not the sort of dish that beats a professional chef.
It's not a celebration of pineapple, that's for sure.
It's
not a celebration of pineapple. That's ridiculous.
You know what a celebration of pineapple is for me?
What?
A very good daiquiri.
Oh.
Pineapple. Oh, have you ever had a pineapple daiquiri?
I usually have a lychee one.
No.
Listen, I do that on purpose.
Not a common
plan. I do that on purpose. I need to clown you.
Why?
When you spoke with one of our callers... about your man flu
I was unwell.
Shot.
I was unwell.
You had an injection to stop the flu.
Yeah.
And then you had a...
It was Vicky who rang up, by the way.
Vicky.
You were insulting to Vicky, let's be frank. Let's
Very
have
awkward.
A listen to what you said.
Okay, I'm actually an immunisation nurse.
Oh.
Hello.
Qualified as.
Yeah.
As your previous caller said, you can't get the flu from the flu vax.
Don't tell me what my body can and can't do.
Vicky, I don't believe that's true. I believe people can feel a bit wobbly after having a vaccine.
You can get unwell to some degree, but you're not going to get proper flu symptoms.
No, he doesn't think he's got the flu. He feels like he's got an electric shock through his body.
To be honest and fair, Vicky, you're just a nurse, not a doctor.
You are horrible. Vicky.
Ouch, Vicky, ouch.
Fighting words with the man flu.
Oh, yeah. this man flu gets a bad run, I reckon. I was seriously struggling, and yet...
I think you owe Vicky an apology.
Like a trooper, so.
All our fabulous nurses in this country an apology.
I love a nurse.
Did you say, I love a nurse?
Oh.
We don't mean in dress-up costume.
So many, many years ago, I dated a nurse. So, and a long time ago, can I say this before we...
Sometimes you should tell me stories off air before you tell them.
No, it's on air.
So anyway, we went back to her place for the first time. And we're sitting in her lounge room, and she said, I'm just going into the bedroom to change. So she went in, I'm sitting in a strange house, and I see a photo album. I go, what?
Snoopy.
So I pull out the photo album, and I'm flipping through it. And I get to one page, and I swear to God, as I open it, I see one of my best friends, Creighton, on her bed in her nurse's uniform.
What?
Well.
Wow.
Yoink. See ya.
Did you say someone's name on here?
Creighton.
All right. I think we're done for clown. David Reynolds to join us next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
In a season where Scott McLaughlin has already won 10 of the 14 races, our mate Dave Reynolds is holding strong fourth in the championship with a podium last Saturday at Winton.
First Winton podium. Woo!
And we love Dave on the podium because it means we get Dave in the press conference where he doesn't hold back.
Track was pretty slippery. I think the promoter must, like, go and shovel shit everywhere to try and, like, make the racing more exciting because it did. It was exciting. Yeah. It was so dirty. It wasn't fun for us. I forgot what I was saying now.
Ahead of the Darwin Triple Crown next weekend, where he was a winner last year, please welcome back Dave Reynolds.
Throwing haymakers. Podium finish at Winton. He's come out and whooshed the promoter.
Hello, Dave.
What was your beef, Dave?
No beef. No, I was happy. I said,
podium at Winton, woohoo, is a very correct quote.
I've got to set the record straight. Like, I've been going to that track, driving it since I was 16, and I've gone horrible my entire career.
Never had it
been on the podium ever.
Right.
So that was my very first time.
That was
time.
Exciting.
So it's my first time at the press conference.
Do you contemplate a shoey? For winning.
It's only for winning. Yeah. That's loser
Come
talk.
On.
Not a third. So well done out there at Winton. Now, what else has been happening since we've seen it? We'll get to Darwin in the next break.
Okay.
But what have you been up to since we spoke to you last? You went on a holiday, did you not?
Yeah.
I just want to get straight to this.
Okay. So I went on, it was a holiday, as my girlfriend's 30th birthday.
Tahan.
And I went with four of her friends, and they were all from Miss Universe competition. So it was me and five girls. That was it.
Okay. Now, you're in a bit
Dave
of trouble.
I hate you.
Well, I don't.
What about the rules? We're off down to South Africa. It's going to be a bit of fun. What happened?
Mickey's actually quite furious, Dave. I was five birds.
You've been whinging that I won't have a beer with you.
Yeah, well, I'm still waiting for the phone call.
This was the perfect opportunity to catch up.
Yeah. It's a reciprocal relationship.
So how did you go? Was it like a sitcom? Was it like a...
Three's Company or Eight's Company?
Well, I figured that, like, I can't probably say what happened on air, but...
Give it a... What do you mean?
Okay, I know what that means.
Yes, you can.
Two words. Pillow fight. Girls from Miss Universe in a pillow fight. Yes.
Well,
tell us a bit.
Well, I'll say it in a nice political way. They act kind of worse than males do on those type of things.
Really? A bit loosey-goosey.
Real loose, yeah. It was very fun, though. I enjoyed myself.
Were you waiting there going, where have you been?
You call me. Where's this fun been?
Call me so I know you'll get home safely and all that stuff.
Aside from a bit of hanky-panky, what was the one thing that astounded you most about living with a whole bunch of women?
Well, look, they're all as manic as each other.
Really? Yeah. There was a lot of waft of hairspray or tanning lotion.
There was a lot of photos were taken.
Insta guy?
I was Insta boyfriend, yeah. I'm Insta boyfriend my whole life.
You do a good job because Tahan's pretty prolific.
You go from extreme to extreme. Rather than a racetrack hanging out with a bunch of alpha males or on holidays with a bunch of chicks from Miss Universe. Yeah. I like the way you roll.
Life. Hey, tell us about South Africa. You enjoyed going there.
Yeah, I loved it. It was fantastic.
What was the reason for going?
She wanted to go. Generally,
so for her 30th birthday. Okay.
Generally, she has these ideas that she wants to like travel all over the world, and then she'll go, "I want to go to South Africa," and then halfway through South Africa, she goes, "I want to go to Greece." So it just never ends.
Dave, being in South Africa, did you eat anything interesting?
Oh, some things I can't even pronounce. Like warthog. I had a warthog.
I had a warthog.
Yeah, I ate a warthog.
What does warthog taste like?
It's like
pig.
Bit warthoggy.
Wow.
Nothing else spooky, though.
What about
nothing bad happened.
Snow leopard or something? Something on the endangered species.
A mongoose? A chipmunk?
A snake. You've eaten snake?
No, I haven't. I've had wallaby, though. Wallaby's really nice.
Yeah, a wallaby's like a chewy kangaroo, isn't it?
No, it's like a... It's a
Shut up, Dave.
It's really tender, really, really, really nice. Way better than kangaroo.
Yeah, I don't care for wallaby.
What's the funniest thing you've eaten?
I like platypus.
Do you?
You can't eat a platypus.
What about the bat poo coffee?
What's that?
Bat poo coffee or possum poo coffee? What's that? Oh, no, I know that one. No, that's the most expensive coffee in the world, which you get some kind of animal. It's like a little meerkat or something. Eats the coffee beans and then poops it out. And then you get the pooped out coffee beans, and apparently, according to someone, that's the best coffee you can have in the
Someone who's just had a batch of drugs, that's for sure. Mm. Hey, this sounds like a food podcast, but we do want to talk about your race car driving career soon.
Yes, let's do that after the break.
Dave Reynolds is with us.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill will join us in the second hour, but right now, Dave Reynolds is with us in studio.
How's your podcast going?
Yeah, it's going all right.
Dave?
When are you coming on?
I'll come on. I said any time.
Yeah, I know.
Mate,
yeah.
I'm ready to go.
We'll put the beers on.
I'll put the beers on. Oh, well, you can read me. You had me at hello. it'll be fun. So who have you had on lately?
We had Jack Perkins on the other day.
Yeah, cool.
So Larry's son, he's talked about his diabetes and how he tells a really good story about how he had to take in another person's piss into the... to get his license, because he was a diabetic and he
failed. Are you sure you want to say this on air?
Yeah.
On national radio?
He's said it already on his podcast.
Oh, he said it on the podcast.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah, he basically cheated the system. It's not a drug test, it's a glucose test.
Sure.
And he failed it the first time, so he had to take someone else's piss in to pass it to get his license, and it was really funny.
This is a common thing, boys, just sharing piss vials around, isn't it?
That's
what you do.
Hey, and the podcast, of course, is Below the Bonnet.
Yep.
Get onto it.
That sounds great. I do. It is a good one.
Now, what are you doing, mate? You're currently sitting fourth. You're not on the podium as we speak. We're off to Darwin.
The Triple Crown. Yes. It's a mystery among all supercar drivers. No one's ever won it.
Penrite Racing, of course, the great Holden machine. It's up and running.
So the Triple Crown is if you get pole in the shootout and win both races, that's the Triple Crown. And no one's ever done it. People come close.
Can you do it?
Well, last year I got pole and I won a race. I didn't get the other race.
You let yourself down. You let your team down.
Let the world down. And Australia.
And then used your mate's urine when you had to test afterwards. Well, that's something to aim for. Is it a possibility? Can you do it?
It is possible.
Can you come out of this weekend on top?
Of the championship?
Yes.
No. McLaughlin's he's almost a whole...
I don't care for this dick. I don't like him or his stupid car.
His Mustang, fair
enough. I feel the same way about that.
Hey, not only do you get all the racing action, entertainment looks pretty good too. On Saturday, Barnsley, Veronicas and Ezekiel Ox, and on Sunday, Urban Valley featuring Illy Vera Blue and Briggs.
Oh, wow. That'd be awesome.
Did you know that?
Who's Ezekiel Ox?
No, he's a fantastic performer.
Yes.
Ezekiel. Mate, I love Ezekiel.
Don't you know Ezekiel?
No idea you're talking about.
I'm just saying that you can go along during the day, watch the races.
Yeah. Well, he would have won around the Voice at night. Or something.
Ezekiel, first name.
Dave, find out who it is.
Okay, I'll Google.
You're good for something while we're talking.
Okay. Jane Darwin is probably one of the best rounds of the year. It's warm.
Where do you all stay?
We all stay everywhere, spread out around.
You're going to take up five Miss Universe contestants?
No,
what are you going to do?
I'll take my Miss Universe contestant.
Can they at least
What countries were they from, can I ask?
Australia.
They're all Australian.
They're all Australia. I thought you had Miss America, Miss Canada, Miss Brazil.
That's a much better dream than actual reality.
That's an entourage.
Yeah.
You can ask them to be your cheerleaders. They can all wear your colours, wear the Penrite colours.
Yeah, they can wear the Penrite colours.
You can't have good girls anymore.
No, you still can.
Cheerleaders, you can.
You can have little kids, though, which I find it even stranger.
You know Jane that's dressed spooky. Up as a banana.
Yeah. I know this story very well.
You take her up.
You bring it up every time just to embarrass me.
Because you were a banana girl. You were a great...
I thought I was going to be a hottie, and I was a banana girl.
You're going to be a hottie. Came home all bruised.
So unfair. Hey, Davey.
Have you got anything for Ezekiel?
Nothing. Nothing on Ezekiel. There's no Facebook.
Well,
there's
you
no
wait. He's just going to really
discover.
Shine.
Yeah. Are you sure they've spelt it right?
Maybe not. We'll double check that.
Oh, we'll find out.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
We'll have that beer soon.
I'd love to. That'd be fun.
Have that beer. We'll have a shooey together.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's on.
Done.
Let's do it now.
You better get there. You better get there.
It's Friday. Why not?
Shoeys, let's go.
Done.
All right, the BetEasy Darwin Triple Crown will be live on Fox Sport next weekend, the 14th to the 16th of June. Highlights on Channel 10. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Nearly there, people. Done and dusted for another week. Coming up, we've got the week in review. It's going to be a cracker.
We sure have. And, of course, we've got lots coming up. I believe it's there's a special presentation coming to me.
It's your birthday, Jane Kennedy, this weekend.
Oh, I hope it's good.
Has it arrived?
Better
I hope
be good.
It has. Jane, I think you'll be impressed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so exciting. Oh.
I'm kind of confident.
It sounds like you put so much thought into it, Mick. That's what I love about you.
You may rue doubting me. So much to get through. I can't wait. But before we get there, let's start at the top with this bloke.
Last time, we heard about Dave O'Neill doing a fundraising gig with Mick for his boys' school.
We want to raise money so Mick's kids aren't homeschooled.
Hang on.
Absolute cooler.
Let's just quickly talk about what they need money for. The school has a winery. It has a vineyard, Rosie, you're right. It has a vineyard.
It's been a bad year and Pinot is a hard grape to grow.
That's them on the way home from that gig with Sam Pang and Adam Rosenbachs, where they recorded an ep of Dave's podcast, The Debrief, in which the clickbait headline, if I was writing one, would be Mick Malloy quits.
After doing the gigs, are you going to get back into stand-up, you think?
For me, I've got a TV show and a radio show and I love stand-up. I'd love to just take a year off and do it.
Here with much more from his many podcasts, please welcome back Dave O'Neill.
What an interesting
exclusive.
I'm just spent.
When are you looking at taking a year off?
I don't know. You know,
just give us a heads up, right. Would you? And I'll get on to Dr. Chris Brown.
Yeah. Eye candy.
Kennedy Brown.
Kennedy Brown.
I can see that. That could be your last name, let alone a show.
That podcast revealed quite a few things about Mick, didn't it? Have you got the little bit about... We were talking about Spicks and Specs, how I'd been on it a lot.
That's
and then
right.
Mick was asked, someone asked him why he didn't go on Spicks. And he said,
you were on Spicks and Specs, weren't you?
54 times, whatever.
Right, I never did an episode of Spicks and Specs. It was a bit beneath me. It just felt obvious.
Cheap. Obvious cheap.
No, I know nothing about music. Yeah. I'm the only person I know when I was living in shared households. I got rang up twice when I left houses by the others going, when are you coming back to get your records? All right, enough.
That's terrible. Why am I working with you? I knew that. You're not a music person.
I am a music person.
Thank God there's me around
I
on
can
this show.
Sing. I can sing like an angel, no, Dave.
And you're...
And did you ever know that you're my hero?
We're not playing at all.
That
no.
is pitch perfect.
Now stop now. Stop.
Cop that, Jack Bington. You idiot. Enough.
I wouldn't turn my chair around. I'd roll it out of the room.
and keep on going.
Keep on going down the fire escape.
You push the eject button as you were ejected through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, you were a bit disgraceful on my podcast, but someone has eclipsed you in all departments.
Who?
Glenn Robbins.
What's he done?
Well, have a listen. I don't want to say it, but he breaks wind on the podcast.
Stop it. He does not.
It's like you get in the back of the car.
What's it?
Oh, again.
Is that the first time someone has farted?
Well, no, actually, me and Hughes were driving to a gig and a guy swore that someone breaks wind.
Right.
He reckons you can hear it.
Here comes Glenn.
Probably me.
I wouldn't even hear it.
Not like that, where he thought he heard someone breaking wind just in the background.
That's
Glenn Robbins.
It's not a competition, guys.
Hang on, but that's
he's doing it on command, is he?
Yeah, he well, Peter
what a,
Rose,
what a gift.
Peter Rosemont broke wind, and then Glenn Robbins broke wind.
No,
but you don't mean really, do they?
Yeah, that's really breaking wind. They held the mic down between their...
sorry.
Legs.
Can I just understand? how old, what did you say the average age was?
Oh, 55.
Yeah.
Hey, we were away.
I share a room with that guy when we go on golf trips. I told you about the time he farted in the back of the fan.
We know.
I'm changing the subject because I'm looking at you. You're all dapper
today.
Did
you pull his finger or something?
Stop it.
What do you do? Just haul off.
Why do men still
Is he like Cam Dano? Can he do the method?
No, I know.
You know the method, don't you?
No, what's
the method?
The method is you lie on your back and you rock back and forward, sucking in air so that you can pretty much do it on command.
Are you like Mr. Methane?
Well, I'm a bit like Mr. Methane. Or imagine if you had those Louis Armstrong cheeks, but they're your butt cheeks. And it's you sucking in air.
Mammy, how I love you.
Cameron Daddo and his wife have got podcasts out at the moment. Maybe that's a subject they might want to
call and talk to him about it because he was the master of the method.
Was he? Oh, I didn't know on his
He is like a 12th Dan.
Really?
Method. Can fart on
it's
command.
It's not the first thing that comes up when I think of Cameron Daddo.
No.
Well, when he
I
was,
think of Dexter.
When he was in Perfect Match.
When he was in that production of The Sound of Music, I'm going, well, I hope he's turning it on because he can. He can do the opening number by himself.
Now, I'm
no
looking,
need for the tuba.
Thank you. I have said that you look dapper, even though you've brought in some very rubbishy
blue material.
You've just had a haircut. And don't I always get it right when you get a haircut?
You always. I haven't dyed your hair.
Yeah.
My mum thinks I dye my hair, and I said I can only be bothered washing my hair, mother. No, it's naturally, it's got grey in it.
It's very middle class.
How dare you say that to our guest?
You look like a science teacher. A year 8
what
science,
do you mean?
Science teacher.
Well, I've got a bit of an announcement to make, actually.
There's a lot of leather patches on your elbows, the way you're
looking
today.
Only reason I got my hair
cut is
because I'm going on Celebrity Name Game tomorrow.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
Yeah. Woo!
Wow.
Are you prepared? You've got to be very up. You've got to be lots of energy on that show. I've seen them doing lots of jumping around.
Me and Gretel Colleen, I think, are doing one. And then me and M. Rusciano.
Wow.
Me and the ladies.
You and the ladies?
You'll get mauled to death, I reckon. You'd be lucky to come out of this alive.
I hope Mick Molloy's name comes up. You know,
what would you do for me?
I don't know. Drunk bloke on the radio.
A black Irish prince.
Boorish.
Black Irish prince. Guys want to be him. Girls want to do him.
Now,
first among men. Hottie.
Do you dye your hair? Because you've got dark hair.
You should.
I've got. if I could get the prize, the bottle from your hands.
I've had no problem with saying that I have a few touch-ups.
When men dye their hair, it's a real game changer.
You've got to get onto the can.
Do you get it all done at once? Do you go in, do you get the Botox, you get the... you get the...
boobs.
Waxing. Hey, Dave, be careful here.
You've said the boob word.
I didn't say it.
Sorry, Jane. That was me. No, you look fantastic, by the way.
You look great.
You've got to get onto this can. There's a can.
No
kidding. Hair in a can. Really?
Just here in a can.
Mick's at the Rogaine stage, isn't he?
Okay, you know what? Let's have this discussion afterwards.
That dusting.
I could do the Rogaine ad. Hello, ladies. You're after a distinguished middle-aged man.
Distinguished is not the word I'd use. Okay, look, let's come back.
Come back.
I want to talk about something else that we all have to get to a stage of, vasectomy.
I've had one.
Let's hear all about that.
Crikey.
Spoiler alert. Dave O'Neill's with us. By the way, The Debrief and somehow related wherever you get your podcasts. More after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill is with us. By the way, The Debrief is available now. And, of course, you've got Sam Pang. You've got Dave on as well, Adam Rosenbachs, and our own Mick Molloy. So, yeah, that's your latest episode. Grab that.
No, the latest episode is Glenn Robinson and Peter Rosenthal.
That's out to,
mate, I'm old news now.
Yeah, right.
Way behind.
How did I go? Did we get a few
clicks? Massive downloads, I believe.
Yeah.
Massive downloads.
Do I get some money for that?
$5,000 to every person. Yeah, I'll send it to you in the post. There's a lot of money in podcasting. There seems to be. There's not.
Why do I see the word vasectomy?
I've had one done, and I feel
recently, recent-ish,
and my wife was against it.
Was that imposed on you? Was that like a court order?
No.
Was that like you will allow you to continue being released?
What does it mean? How does it change your life?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really, but my partner was against it initially because she said, what if I die in a car crash and you, being me, meet someone that wants to have more kids?
Why would she think that? Mm,
well, I said, I'm not going to...
Unbelievable on both counts. There's not a lot there that I can...
Hey, I'm going on Celebrity Name Game, all right? and I said to her, I wouldn't meet a woman that's already had kids. All right, I wouldn't meet a young woman. And she said, how can you guarantee that?
How
I said, I've already picked her out.
You've already got someone up the side.
Who would it be?
Who
would it be?
One of the mums at school anyway. Whatever.
Oh my God, no.
That's a joke. And I hope she's not listening.
That's not a joke.
Another one you said looked like a stripper. Remember that?
Yeah, that joke I do, that routine I do about the new mum at school who my wife said looked like a stripper. And I had to go and have a look. I didn't want to, Jane, but for the sake, I had to go have a look.
I'm actually, you're blushing, so this is fair dinkum. There is a mum at school that you're a little bit, just got to set up another tuck shop meeting.
Do you have to wait till your wife dies in a car accident? I mean, could you ever discuss an open relationship?
An open relationship.
Yeah. I don't see why that can't work.
I love
work.
The way how you say, yeah, it could be open. Like, don't end it all. That'd be silly.
Yeah, I'll take another wife, like a Mormon kind of thing. They do that. Yeah.
That works well for you. Well, what's in it for your wife?
Exactly. Shared cooking responsibilities. Shared childcare.
Is there a dad at school that you think your wife likes?
Oh, there's a model. There's Pete the male model. He's been the face of Country Road. And he's the one when I wore
That's
my,
a claim to fame,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah. He's the one who, when I wore my pyjamas, and he said, and they look like tracksuits, and he goes, hey, Dave's got his pyjamas on, everyone. I said, they're not pyjamas, mate. He goes, I know they're pyjamas. I modelled them last year.
Oh, he sounds like a tool.
No, he's a good guy.
Oh, he's embarrassing you.
No, he's a good guy. But, I did have a vasectomy, and it's quite confronting, because when they...
He's just showing off now. It's like...
Because you're just so in demand.
I would have thought there would be a great demand for what you're offering. I mean, to be honest.
Hang on. Don't look down at these nether regions
your,
when you say
your
that.
Your vasectomy is your current haircut. That's as good as anything you require.
Hey, now.
It's very fine. I like being roasted by Mick. It's okay.
And, I'm sick of it. I have it every time.
So what happens now?
Well, the doctor...
Now, you know what will happen? Women will start showing interest in you now. They can detect it. Mm. Women can detect. So when you're single and you really want some attention, you get nothing.
I've got nothing.
The minute you're off the market or you're in a relationship or whatever, you're going,
Now you want me. And
what the doctor said.
What is that?
I don't know what that is.
We're an intriguing bunch of humans.
What he said is that they...
Necessarily complicated.
Yes. What do you do in the operation? He said, well, we cut your tube with a knife and then we fuse it with a hot instrument. Oh. So he said, so what you've got to remember now is
Saturday night at your house, Mick.
$800 you charged me. How much would you charge?
Oh, mate, pal.
I'd pay 16 grand to have it done properly. Why do you want to get a cut price vasectomy?
You're bringing your own coat hanger or... what are we doing?
What are you talking about?
Anyway, so he said, look, Dave, you've got to remember is your stuff has got nowhere to go now. It's just, it doesn't go anywhere. And so I know
it just builds up.
Yeah, I know people think I'm fat. This isn't fat.
You're like a big piñata.
Well, I'm glad we've covered the sensitive and important subject of vasectomy.
Hey, you missed the good old days when Glenn was farting. Good on you, mate. What have you got to plug?
My podcast.
And it's on Celebrity Name Game.
And I'm on Celebrity Name Game. You could probably
get on it.
I reckon both of you could get on it.
Oh, well.
I reckon Dave could get on it. Drop a word for me. Wow. It's 5 nights a week. They need celebrities in inverted commas.
All right. Well, don't let us down.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And you know what?
What?
Jeez. There's a... It's Friday, but it's your birthday this weekend, Jane.
Happy birthday.
And I've been racking my brains trying to work out
what
I can get for you because it's a special occasion. You don't turn 60 very often. And
I've told you what I think about that. I want to make it a special occasion for you.
And I was trying to think what it is that you might like or would enjoy.
And get exactly the opposite.
And then I remember this conversation we had with Tom Ballard. During the week, do you remember the conversation? We're talking about Cameo,
which have got
celebrities. So you can, well, let's have a listen to the gram.
Okay. Charlie Sheen is on there for $350.
So for $350, I'm clear. If I pay $350 and tell him what to say, he will send me a video message going, hey, Mick, great night we had the other night with all those high-class prostitutes.
Yes, he would say that.
Thanks for letting me have a couple.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd pretend to be your friend. He's more like, hey, your friends told me to send you a message and hello.
But he could do that. You never know if he's got a good sense of humor.
What are you saying? He's not going to pretend to be my friend?
Yes.
But $350 bucks, he bloody well better be your friend. I love the way also you always have high class prostitutes.
It's a tiny distinction, it's an important one. Well, anyway, you said afterwards you would love to get a message from Charlie and Sherman.
I did.
Well, it's your birthday, and that's Cameo, this service.
Yes.
I gave him a call.
No.
Forked out some hard-earned cash.
Who did you get? You didn't get Charlie Sheen, did you?
Charlie Sheen.
Well, hello, Gene Kennedy. It's Charlie. And this birthday greeting is courtesy of Mick Malloy. So Jane, I'm told that you're a mum of five. I'm a dad of five. You love a wine and a trip to Paris for breakfast with their giant strawberries. Well, that sounds incredible. I am available. I am on standby. For that invite.
Oh.
So don't be shy. You know where to find me. Jane, rumor has it that you're hoping for a $10,000 handbag for your birthday. Or something from Aldi. From your best friend in the whole world, Mickey. So whichever comes first. This guy at the breakfast in Paris with the strawberries or the handbag or who knows, maybe I pop out of the handbag in Paris like that. Have the best day, sweetie. Mwah! I'm out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm crying.
Hey, and when I say $350, that's $350 US. That's an Exy present. Yeah.
But that's value for money there.
And I also got you some of your favorite flowers. Which is...
Oh, how beautiful.
Carnations.
They are gorgeous.
How dare you?
It looks like Dave's wife's getting another bunch of flowers. Happy birthday, Jane.
Thank you very much, team.
For Sunday. And
thank
I may
you,
have
Charlie.
Something else on the day.
Ooh.
Instagram that video as well, at Kennedy
Malloy.
And
thank you for Charlene for not saying that I was 60.
Done.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And hey, listen up right now because we're about to walk you back through some of the highlights from this very special week.
A week of questions on Kennedy Malloy. Questions were certainly asked about how a cruise ship crashed into the dock in Venice.
The pier is where the riverboats stop.
Yep.
We were supposed to go about 400 metres past that.
Guys, have they offered an explanation post-crash?
No.
No explanation's come out of the middle.
Margaret at Canning last night.
Tommy Gleisner revealed the questions he's been asking Google.
How do you get rid of... Okay. This will be Jane's search history coming into play.
Bed bugs?
Oh, I had dandruff.
Herpes for me.
Okay, there you go. What's the average size of... Don't do that.
Mick was questioning who should sit on our table at the Logies.
Can we have Carl on our table?
I don't think Carl wants to be on next to you either.
Maybe I'll take his ex-wife.
You're being very scurrilous and rude about people this afternoon. Just be very careful.
Dickie Wilkins?
Well, you've been rude about Dickie as well.
No, I've just been crying. He's got a massive schlong on
that.
He does.
That's not being rude about
what I've
him.
Heard.
Okay, I think this segment might be over.
I think it might be too. Yeah.
But this question for Lee Sales should have the ABC publicity department a little worried.
Will we see you at the Logies?
You will be seeing
it.
Oh, yes.
Let's get on one of the Goldie. Let's go Cocoa Bananas. Let's go on an old school bender.
Bring out the West Coast coolers.
Oh, yeah.
Meet you at Bad Girls.
Okay. Tom Ballard had questions about the release of the Elton John biopic Rocket Man in Russia.
The Russian release version of the film. Cut out all the gay sex scenes and the drugs as well.
Oh. So if you cut out the drugs, what have you got, about 3 minutes?
And the sex scene.
3 minutes at least.
It's him singing Honky Cat and Cattle Louie for 20 minutes.
And Mick, for some reason, thought our finance guru, Scott Pape, could answer this question.
How do I download an app?
Oh, my God, don't answer that, Papey.
How do I...
He's not joking, Scott. This is a problem.
If I wanted
have
to do that,
on.
Should I contact Apple directly or...
Give Apple a call.
Jane is off to Uganda later this year and had this question for Dr. Chris Brown.
I just had yellow fever, typhoid and hep A today. Anything else I should have for rabies?
Well, the Logies are only a few weeks away. You'll probably top up a few other things while you're there.
And speaking of jabs in the arm, Mick was questioning why he felt so sick after his flu shot.
Because they put like a poison in you, isn't it? Is that what they do when they...
Yes, that's the medical way they talk about it, yes.
I'm actually an immunisation nurse.
Oh.
You can't get the flu from the flu vaccine.
To be honest and fair, Vicky, you're just a nurse. Not a
you are horrible.
Oh, ouch, Vicky, ouch.
Fighting words with the man with the man flu. Oh.
We all questioned why Jane chose to eat on the air.
Brilliant this week for us, the last few weeks.
Sorry, are you eating something?
Jeez. You're a professional.
What have you got in your mouth?
What is it?
Cough it up. Feels this like a really... bad dog. Bad dog.
Dave O'Neill's wife had questions before his vasectomy.
My wife was against it initially because she said, what if I die in a car crash and you meet someone that wants to have more kids?
Why would she think that? Mm.
Well, I said, I'm not going
to... Unbelievable on both counts. It's not a lot there, though. I would have thought Dave, your vasectomy is your current haircut.
But has anyone ever really asked the question, I wonder what Mick and Jane smell like?
I have a natural male musky odour, which I would like to point out seems to be quite attractive to the ladies. Often I'm like the Pied Piper. I walk through the office.
Well, I like to wear nice perfume.
It's a bit heavy-handed, though.
Not really.
It's like a stripper, you know. When you get the,
well, that's a compliment.
Of course it is.
My age.
Finally, there is still a question over what birthday Jane is celebrating.
You don't turn 60 very often. And
I've told you what I think about that. You dare say again that I am 60 when you know I'm 45.
Oui.
That is outrageous. Split and terrible.
But the biggest question this week was, would we receive the birthday message for Jane that we paid Charlie Sheen to record in time for today's show? And the answer was yes.
Well, hello, Jane Kennedy. It's Charlie. And this birthday greeting is courtesy of Mick Malloy. Rumor has it that you're hoping for a $10,000 handbag for your birthday. Or something from Aldi. From your best friend in the whole world, Mickey. Have the best day, sweetie. Mwah! I'm out.
Oh, wow!
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Bosch and the heavy-duty ProCore 18 volts two-piece brushless kit. Thanks, Bosch. Good, better Bosch.
That's an excellent idea, Num.
Yeah, we're about to go on a road trip.
We are, so maybe we need to take some Bosch on the road just in case.
Good idea.
I'll tell you what I need to take on the road.
What?
Well, I need to have a look at Game of Thrones.
No, we're not taking that away because I've
seen
it all.
Episode 3.
So has Rob. He's seen it
all. Of season 2.
No, we don't know.
Okay, but if you've seen it, when I'm watching it, don't sit there going, oh, no, look what's about to happen. Someone's about to get my head.
We're not going to watch it.
Because it's episode 3.
You watched last night.
I loved it last night. Yeah, it was really good.
What happened?
Don't ask me.
I don't even want to know. Actually, I do know. I know what's happened. This is where it's going to go.
Arya's up on the Night Watch. The Lannisters' men have gone cocoa bananas.
What?
Well, some of the Night Watchmen are dead. It's really starting to get hairy.
Yeah, it's
awful.
I really wonder. It's all happening.
How's Prince?
Prince who? Joffrey?
Yeah.
I'm really warming to him. He turns out to be one of the good guys, right?
Really?
Anyway, I can't wait. It's going to be great.
All right. Comprehensive.
We are not taking that on the road trip.
Yes,
no Game of Thrones.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the week. Oh, happy birthday for the weekend, by the way, Jane. This is Kennedy
Thank you very much.
Charlie Sheen.
Made it special for you.
I cannot believe what you've done for me.
How good's the video?
That is amazing. That I will treasure
That's
that.
Worth it.
I'll treasure it for years and I'll take him up on his offer.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we say congratulations to Kirby Baker Little from South Australia.
What did he ever do?
Just won a trip to Townsville.
Wow.
Courtesy of Kennedy Malloy. Well, went online at kennedymalloy.com.au. He's got a holiday package, which you can get from just $299. I know. TownsvilleNorthQueensland.com.au. Get to Townsville. It's a great place in Australia. Hey, we love our listeners.
By the way, a big hello to everyone listening to us in Coffs Harbour.
Yeah.
Thank
the good
you.
Folk of Coffs Harbour. We had a great survey.
up 7.9 in the ratings, which is a massive jump. And, well, it's Moffs Harbour. He runs it there.
Oh, good Moffy. On you, Moffy.
So yes. We thank him.
A great
supporter.
Can we go up and do an OB from there at some
stage? I would love my in-laws live up there, so I could go and swing by.
Oh, you're always thinking about yourself. There you go. Hey, stand by next week. We have Christopher Atkins.
We're on a road trip.
Blue Lagoon. And if we make it back from our road trip.
Yeah, keep a diary.
Yeah. All right, Christopher Atkins, you said. Wow, that's huge. That's next week. Kennedy Malloy.
Another unbelievable Kennedy Malloy podcast done and dusted. For the unbelievable deal of the year, grab a Bosch Heavy Duty ProCore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now.